happy half hour with special guest Ellery Smith, whose name autocorrects in my phone to Eulogy Smith, which is the scariest goddamn thing ever. Ellery is an Emmy-nominated writer for Robot Chicken and hosts a comedy show in L.A. called Funnilingus. If you follow her on Twitter, you are well aware that she is both hot and actually funny. See, Josh Duhamel? It can be done. It can be done. Today we're drinking Cuban coffee. To make Cuban coffee, you use an old-timey percolator and violently mix the first few drops with a ton of sugar, making a paste that you reintroduce to the espresso like stem cells. And then you treat it like normal espresso, and you mix it with milk or whatever, and then you can't sleep for 10 days. Let's enjoy some cafecito ahora mismo en la media hora feliz. Happy half hour, Ellery Smith.
Hi.
I'm glad to have you here.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited.
My wife follows Ellery on Twitter, as you should, and she was like, Ellery's really funny. You
should reach out. Oh, that's so sweet.
And that's how my wife and I met, was on Twitter. So she has good taste on Twitter. I think that's how that works, or not. But you're amazing on Twitter.
Oh, thank you. That's really sweet.
And we're drinking these two Cuban coffees right now.
Yeah, it's really good.
There's a little bit left if you want another.
I am going to.
Yeah, watch out. It's hot. It might
Got
be
it.
Hot.
Yeah.
So pour there. So you're having the straight up Cuban coffee. I added condensed milk or evaporated milk to make it a cortadito, which means it's cut. You know, you cut it with stuff because this will burn your face off otherwise. Without further ado, you want to do some icebreakers?
Yeah, let's get into it.
Do it. Okay, I said before I follow you on Twitter, you mm-hmm. recently tweeted, I refuse to post one of those 2009, 2019 tweets, not because I got really hot, but because I started off very ugly.
Still true.
So how ugly were you?
Oh my God, so ugly, it's ridiculous. I mean, it's whatever, it's a concept, it's not true, but it's just, it's pretty bad. It's really, I used to have like huge side bangs that were like pitch black, and I used to love chokers. It was a time.
You're a victim of a fashion era.
A few fashion eras.
Yeah
colliding at once.
Right, yeah, no, yeah. I had the same thing. I actually get back to it, but I had the same haircut when I was like 4, but it was like a more pronounced wave.
Oh, like a swoop.
Oh my God, it was very tall. And it went to the side, and it was always like, it was very strange. This next question I have for you is, did the toad survive? Let's take a look at this victim of a roadside paving incident.
Oh.
I want to say that this toad survived.
You know, I think that's a nice, sweet thing to think. I don't know if I agree. Well, I guess if it died, some of it would still be stuck in the cement.
Would very likely still be there.
Yeah.
So, okay,
but
good.
It could be like months and months and months later, and yeah. It's been.
I don't know if toads like leave a skeleton or if they just evaporate because they're amphibians.
Oh, I couldn't fucking tell you. I have no idea. I thought ducks were mammals until I was until I was woefully corrected at work.
Ducks are not mammals.
Yeah, so I learned.
Have you seen their penises?
Yes. Yes, they're like corkscrews, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
They are just as long as a duck's body.
It's
and they go like
duck
this.
Rape.
Yep.
And so like the lady duck can't pull away.
Yep. Which is terrifying. But
yeah.
The male penis of the mammal is designed to scoop out other.
Oh yeah, it is.
Other animals, other mammal semen, other animals. Just to be
the
safe.
Semen of other animals, yeah.
That's
lots
terrifying.
Lots of crossbreeding going on.
Speaking of mammals, did you want to see a 2D Peppa Pig?
Isn't she already 2D?
Yes, she is. This is what she looks like, 2D. But a artist made a 3D Peppa Pig. Would you like to see that?
Sure.
Let's go. Jan Blanco did this not only with Peppa Pig, but also with the bananas in pajamas, and then went to the 3D version.
Oh, God.
This really does something to your childhood.
Yeah, I was just about to say, I appreciate it, but did we need it, you know?
I like to think that, like, all those, like, there's a whole other life for the cartoon characters
of
you.
They go on living after we've stopped watching them. And yep. That's a fun idea, but.
I used to be Peppa. Now I just live in Gloucester. And then finally, here's a question for you. Al Pacino recently gave an interview, and he said, you know what? I may be falling into a bad habit right now. I'm starting to get a little perverse. I'm starting to want to do films that aren't really very good and try to make them better. That's kind of become my challenge.
He's really doing some mental labor for his agent there. He's really making it, smoothing things over. I don't know that he's picking bad projects so much as what he's booking turns out to be bad.
I think he's also slowly turning into a satchel.
Oh, yeah. I mean, but that's nothing a good facelift couldn't fix.
Yeah. Ugh. I don't get it. Okay. So, but he's been in some pretty bad movies.
As this is right.
It totally can. Got to pay for whatever facelift he's going to undergo.
They're not cheap.
But do you have any bad movies that you like? Like, what's the worst movie you like?
Yeah, I love bad movies. I pretty much only watch bad movies because I think they're way more fun. Mm-hmm. I really like Waiting. I've seen Waiting like a million times. It's always on Comedy Central. Or it used to be when I was a kid, so I've seen that like a million times. And I've seen Rat Race like 1,000 times too, but that's a good movie.
That's a good movie. Waiting, I would argue, is a good movie, even though it's a Dane Cook vehicle.
Oh, God, I know. Well, I also really like the Van Wilder movies.
I did like the Van Wilder movies as well. They kicked off Cal Penn's career, and he was recently in the studio. All right, we have a lot more to get to here on the Happy Half Hour. Don't go away, a lot more after this. And now, Trump Christmas stuff that actually exists. Christmas is around the corner, and as Melania plans another round of horrifying Ice Queen White House Christmas decorations, why don't you decorate your own home with these Trump-themed Christmas decorations? First, inflatable air-blown Santa with the description, "How will we resurrect Jesus?" Put this huge Donald Trump Make Christmas Great Again inflatable out in front of your house this Christmas. But it's also indoor-outdoor, in case you want to wake up every morning to this thing. Or buy a Trump-Randy Quaid crossover sweater saying, "Sorry, America's full." Not sure who this is making fun of. It's kind of a theme with these decorations. But regardless, you can wrap anything you buy this Christmas with Trump wrapping paper, which says, "He's making a list, checking it twice, gonna find out who gets deported by ICE," just like Jesus said. This has been Trump Christmas stuff that actually exists. Oi. All right, welcome back. It is the Christmas shopping season. If you're extra like that, get a big jump on things.
Yeah.
And you're in luck because there is a new list of the 10 most dangerous toys that you can buy. It is put out by a company every year, and I want to get this right. Watch. World Against Toys Causing Harm.
I do like that if you were like a nefarious Christmas shopper, you could just refer to that list. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, just like
if you're like, if you had like a nephew that you hated or like a niece, you'd just be like, what should I perfect?
Well, here are some examples of what made the top 10 most dangerous toys. This is the Power Rangers Beast Morphers Claws. And you might ask, what makes it so dangerous? Well, let's watch some children demonstrate it on each other. Essentially, it's a claw that just pokes your brother's eye out. That's it. And I forgot how violent, like I had swords and stuff. And I was always going to like the emergency room.
Really?
Which,
yeah.
I would always get like 2 stitches.
I do feel like kids are more likely than you might think to really go for it.
Absolutely.
Just to like absolutely manhandle somebody.
They don't understand.
They have no concept. Yeah, yeah.
They don't know what's out there to live for.
That's funny.
All right, next up is this.
This
is called the Anstoy submachine gun, and it's just a machine gun. It says on it, this product is a plastic toy with a water bomb, which will automatically break when it hits its target. It's safe and environmentally friendly and only for entertainment. Do not shoot people or animals at close range. So instead of a paintball, it's a water ball.
Oh my goodness, this is, wow.
They sell this to children, or to give to children.
Up.
Right. If you set a 14-year-old out with that, that's not a good idea.
Oh, my God, no. And the fact, well, I just see some poor kid getting shot over it, but, you know.
But America, man.
America, we love our guns.
America's full. All right. Next up, this is the ape-like Yeti. I can't see how this could be dangerous.
Yeah, wait, what does it say?
It says, this soft ape-like Yeti creature is sold for oral-age children. Don't know what that means. What? The cuddle toy has long fiber-like hair that might not be adequately rooted.
Oh, so they might swallow some?
So you pull out the hair.
That feels like natural selection.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you can make it, kid. If a cat can cough up a hairball, you can make
it. Absolutely. And also, if your kid isn't dumb enough to stop eating, you know.
I went to a kid, my friend has two kids.
Uh-huh.
And I went to
Congratulations to your friend.
Yeah, thank you. I treat them as my own. But I was there for 45 minutes, and in the course of that 45 minutes, a kid ran headfirst into a counter and just started
bleeding. Oh my God. I'm not surprised at all. Kids are wild. Really something else.
They're wild. They might, if they're wild, be excited about this gift. This is Spike, the fine motor hedgehog. I don't understand. I think it's just like those are either going in their mouth or their butt.
Yeah, that would take a lot of dexterity from a toddler.
Right, because they can't. Their arms aren't long enough to reach around their head.
Or balance on it to sit. It just wouldn't.
At that point, it's an accomplishment. And then finally, Bunchums. These are my favorite.
Bunchums
are little, those are each Bunchums. They're little tiny, essentially like briars that you stick together. They're like Velcro balls. But the downside is kids have been putting them in their hair.
Oh, and not getting them out? And oh God. Yeah, that sounds awful. I used to have really knotted hair as a kid.
Really?
And like, I just remember my mom just like dry as a bone, just like pulling it shit out of it.
And there is it. There are videos.
Oh, that's horrible.
This video has 1.7 million views.
I mean, it looks awful, of course.
And it's about how to get Bunchums out of your hair.
If Bunchums get caught in your hair, please follow these simple steps for removal.
Like 1.7 million people have said, I need to find out. And so
I do love to think of like the YouTuber that had to do that video and put them in her hair.
Right. You were going to do what? It'll be fine, right? Like, you know this works?
It's the intern.
This is like take 20 out of things that they tried and this finally kind of worked. After
applying, I watched them have to cut out a bunch of it. Brush
non-tangled hair below. Well, there's that. So if you're looking for something this Christmas shopping season to give that to that child in your life, here are a good number of options. And now what we've all been waiting for, Fartgate. All right, so Fartgate happened. It all took place this week when, in an interview on MSNBC, Eric Swalwell, representative from California, seemed to have farted on live television. Take a look.
The evidence is uncontradicted that the president used taxpayer dollars to ask the Ukrainians to help him cheat an election. And the complaint that I've heard...
I don't want that to be so funny, but it really is. It's so good.
It couldn't be more of like a...
It's a fart. No, did he fart? People online are saying that it was a cell phone vibrating. And by online, I mean like some people on Twitter.
The answer is out there, according to Hardball, the show he was on. And they say it's not a cell phone vibrating.
What is it?
This is what they say. Sorry to disappoint the conspiracy theorists. It was a Hardball mug scraping across the desk.
Oh, yeah, right. Bullshit.
Let's listen again and see if it sounds like a Hardball mug or a fart.
The evidence is uncontradicted that the president used taxpayer dollars to ask the Ukrainians to help him cheat an election. And the complaint that I've heard...
No, I'm sorry. I call bullshit. No way. I bet he reached out and said, hey, could you cover for me?
Cover for me.
Yeah.
It's me, Swalwell. Ted Cruz.
Love
of everyone's life. If you like a man who looks like he's always trying to both hold in and let out a fart at the same time.
He's sweating out his farts is what it looks like. He's just like a fucking piece of shit. Sorry.
It's totally fine. People who watch this network agree with you. He tweeted this out in response because he's so funny. Leaked footage of Swalwell on MSNBC last night. This is a scene from Dirty Rotten Scoundrels where he goes, can I go to the bathroom? The guy says yes. Then he pees and goes, thank you. Which doesn't even make sense because it wasn't a pee.
This is also the man that liked porn on his main account.
Which is funny.
Which is funny. People can see your likes.
Well, you know who else knew that is Swalwell, who tweeted back, touche, Senator, and thank you for keeping it clean, you know, without tweeting out more porn. And it's on. And guess what date this happened? On September 11th, 2017, Ted Cruz tweeted out, liked sexual posts.
But he liked it from September 10th, so it's fine. It's not like on the day he was, you know, he respects our country.
He had it on the day of remembrance. He looked
back. You know,
back.
At least he didn't invite the Taliban to Camp David. So if there's one way to celebrate 9/11.
There you go. Like some porn. That's just... We'll be right back. We interrupt the happy half hour for some perfect news. A gun safety inspector in Wake County, North Carolina, accidentally shot himself. He's fine, but he accidentally shot himself. Also, a Nigerian man already in prison for scamming people on the internet was given internet access in prison, which he used, get this, scam people on the internet. And finally, Bruce Bagley, a University of Miami professor considered to be an expert in money laundering, was recently charged with money laundering. All those things totally happened this week, and they're all perfect news. All right, welcome back. This is a drug-themed block, and we're going to get right into it with meth.
You love it. You love to see it.
Kristi Noem is the governor of South Dakota, which has a meth problem, and they wanted to raise awareness, so they released this ad. Take a look.
I'm on meth.
I'm on meth.
I'm on it too.
So am I.
So am I.
I'm on meth.
Meth is not someone else's problem. It's everyone in South Dakota's problem. And we need everyone to get on it.
I'm on it.
I'm on it.
I'm on it too.
As a copywriter, I'm offended, frankly. Like, it's just like, whatever firm or agency they hired deserves to have their offices blown up. Like, it's just so bad. Like, it's the oversight there. Do you know what I mean?
It's like, it's like a speaking, like, metaphorically is a little meta, like meth, we're on it, as in like we're on the job.
Case. Yeah.
But if it's weed, you're thinking metaphorically. If it's meth, like, oh, first of all, no one on meth is like, hey,
I'm on it.
I'm on it. They're like, I'm on meth!
It's just.
There was a kid in it that was on it. There was like a 7-year-old.
I was expecting him to like pipe up and be like, I'm on it too. But it's like, oh my goodness. There were just so many other options. There were so many other options, so many different things they could have done. It just needs a serious case of punch up.
Yeah. Like anything else.
Literally anything else.
Meth, I get it. Like, that's exactly what happens in copy meetings. Like, that is always a danger that everyone will agree on the worst idea.
Yes. Everybody wants to get home because it's Friday, and they're like, great, good idea, let's send it to production.
I was naming I started a company with some friends, and they wanted to name the company, originally it was Snowflake, and then they wanted to change it to Snowball. And because it's a bunch of snowflakes coming together, but like I'm from the valley where snowball means like...
Oh, like an eight ball?
Snowball is when someone, you get a oral and then they spit it in your mouth.
Oh my God.
And I was like, this is bad, we need to stop. And they were like, well, how about meth, we're on it.
And you're like, great, roll it, let's go to lunch.
It was so bad. But this is, apparently, they're doubling down on it. They're saying this is a good ad campaign.
I know,
and we're talking about
it. That. Yeah, sure, but in the wrong way. We're making fun of it. Like, it's now the issue has levity around it, and it shouldn't, and you done fucked up.
In L.A., there were signs everywhere just going, meth, not even once.
Yeah, great campaign. You shouldn't do it even once.
There we go.
But you know I'm on it, so.
Yeah, I'm on it, too.
I'm on it.
Just try Cuban coffee.
Actually, yeah, I was about to say, this is basically methamphetamine. I'm wired.
It really is. Next up, Amanda Bynes, speaking of drugs. You may remember.
Speaking of blossoming fashion careers.
There you go. Speaking of FIDM. Amanda Bynes, you may remember back in the day, she tweeted this when she was going through some issues. I want Drake to murder my vagina.
It only has like 3,800 favorites. Oh my God.
Yeah, but in 13, that was huge, man. I think it was in 2013. That was a lot of faves. And they don't even do that anymore, do they? It's like likes. Or is it faves? I don't know. Ted Cruz liked to tweet, so I think
they've
changed.
It used to be the star, right? And now it's the heart. Do you remember?
Yeah.
Because Fave Star was a website that would like collect all of your...
Oh, I do remember that.
Yeah. Huh. I've been online a long time.
Back to drugs. Me too. This is what she said in a recent interview to explain what happened back then.
I actually wasn't being insincere. I was like saying, murder my vagina.
Uh-huh. You were serious.
I was serious, but yeah. I was also on drugs.
That is such an applicable sentence. I was serious, but I was also on drugs.
And I'm glad that she's gotten past it.
Yeah,
and
she's addressing it.
And she's like, I always found Amanda Bynes to be quite funny and talented.
Oh, she's great. She's great. Also, there was some interesting discourse on Twitter about how Shia LaBeouf, like a problematic childhood actor, like is able to sort of rehab his career in a way that Amanda Bynes was like never really allowed to.
Yeah, that's true.
Allowed to. So
yeah,
interesting stuff.
Well, Shia LaBeouf, he's such a good nose actor.
I didn't say it.
Yeah, he is. He's such a good, talented nose actor. He rehabbed his career. I do want to say that there's like more to that interview that no one's really talking about.
Oh, really? I didn't watch the rest of it.
Let's watch a little bit of the rest of it. This is a question that just typifies like terrible celebrity interviewers.
Oh, yeah? Great.
Okay, next, we have some of your friends. Demi Lovato, Selena Gomez, and Miley Cyrus. I've actually never met any of them.
You don't know any of them? That's so crazy. You know, for some reason, I feel like if you're on Nickelodeon or Disney Channel, like, you know each other.
Yeah, no, I don't know any
of
them.
So that's a big misconception for anybody out there who's in my, like, same position in my head. That's not how Hollywood works. So you never met them, but, like, looking at them at their work, how would you rate them?
Selena Gomez, hottest.
Hottest. And she's been through a lot, and she's overcome everything.
Exactly. I love her music. I love everything about her. Second hottest would be Miley.
Miley. Do you like the new Miley? She's like kind of like toned down.
Yes, I love the new Miley. And third hottest, I'm so sorry, is Demi, because I love her too.
Yeah.
That just like kills my soul. Just like.
I mean, it was also different eras. Like, there are some years in between those people, as far as like their careers on Nickelodeon, Disney Channel. That woman's fillers are bad, and she should get them redone.
They need to get redone, but like, imagine being Amanda Bynes. Like, you have to go through that 40 times in one day.
I was just thinking that. It's like, that's where your career is like that, like, interviews where people don't bother to do research about you.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's
rough. Have you seen that Donald Sterling, the interview of his mistress?
No.
Okay, well, you might have to get this out, but it's like, she, she's like talking to, I think it's like, Nancy Grace, and she's like, I'm like his right hand. And then she goes, I'm his like silly rabbit. And Nancy Grace goes, does he call you that? And she goes, no. It's great. It's wild.
Cringy interviews are the worst. And like, that is a very real thing in Hollywood.
Oh my God.
It sucks. All right. Well, that's all the time we have. Thank you guys so much for watching. Thank you for being
here. Thank you for having me.
Follow her on Twitter and Instagram. And we'll see you next time on the Happy Half Hour. Hey, we're here with Ellery Smith. We're going to talk about a ridiculous new trend, guys, on the internet. This is, I love weird. It's almost a challenge. It's almost not. It is strange, but we're going to show it to you right now. Here's one example of a throw up ball. I don't know.
Throw up ball? That throw sounds, up. They throw up on the ball.
Yeah. Take a look.
One, two. No, that's me. Oh! One, two.
That's a good one.
Like all of us.
I love it.
So wait, you say this comes from something. What does it come from?
I didn't know. Could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure there's another trend on TikTok. It's like kids who are pretending to play basketball, and then one grabs the ball and they all hop in line, and they do like a little conga line out of the room. I'll send
this.
That's it.
It's the nihilistic.
It's like a non-joke. It's like an anti-joke.
Yeah. Okay, so, but this is exactly like the kind of stupid stuff you do when you're like 16, or somewhere between
25-year-olds at a barbecue.
Yeah, so I love it. I love just like the, from the perspective of watching, knowing the ball is going to come down on someone. And it's kind of Russian roulette. It's kind
of. Oh, absolutely.
And it's always stupid.
But what's really nice about it is watching it hit one kid and then another. Like the ricochet is, I think, what I find so pleasurable about it.
But like there's something about it being a basketball where I'm like, all right, that just that people get hit in the head with a basketball during
the
game.
That fucking hurts. That hurts a lot.
I was surprised each time that it didn't hit someone on the face as they were throwing it up.
What do you mean? Like on the way up?
On the way up. Like I do a lot of dumb things. And I want to be able to be like the person who executes this flawlessly. But like you're throwing it up so
hard. Oh, like just
hard.
Throwing it right back
and at as you're going up, I can't believe it doesn't hit somebody in the head.
I would imagine that you have to do a two-hander like up like that. Like a granny throw up in the air.
The fact that it comes down anywhere near anyone is impressive.
That's true. That's really true. You'd expect some arc to be on it.
Yeah. Yeah. And so that basketball, reasonable weight.
Sure.
In other videos I have seen.
I mean, it beats a bowling ball.
Well, that's
true. Oh, goodness.
No. But, like, this video is, like, weird stuff. This is, like, just generic yard items. Take a look. And it's just like
a dumbo.
And it's just through his chest.
Yeah, absolutely speared. A javelin.
There was a lot to learn in that one.
Oh my God.
The first is
natural selection works.
Well, also like in this world, there are so many things that people do on a daily basis, none of which make you feel alive. You're just like, oh my God, I don't know. I'm mindlessly playing on my phone. I just texted back and forth with someone. I don't remember what I just said. I'm in a conversation, forget it. Those kids.
Yeah, that's feeling alive, for sure. But the same could be said about, you know, standing on the side of a bridge. Just because it is a rush doesn't mean it's worth it.
Also, the other thing I learned from that is, like, there was one kid I forget what they threw up, but he dodged out of the way.
Oh, and it was a bike. It was a children's bike. It was like a little...
He ran out and it met him. So you need to stay true to yourself and have faith. And I think there's a lesson there.
Yeah, it's that your bad decisions will come to hit you. Like they'll come back for you. You can't get out of the way of your own bad choices.
Do you like TikTok?
I love TikTok. I'm obsessed with it. There's a space of TikTok. It's like hashtag prison wives. I feel like I really enjoy that.
What do they do on prison wives?
Oh, they just talk about conjugal visits and like when they're gonna. There's also, this one is really dark. There's like a hashtag CPS on TikTok.
What's CPS?
Child Protection Services.
I was like, I'll give it the benefit of the doubt.
Really,
it won't be.
Yeah, that's a dark one for sure. But there's also like 15 and pregnant. That's a good one to look up.
Yes, that makes sense because it's age appropriate. Child Protective Services, is it the children who need Child Protective Services?
No. It's usually parents complaining about Child Protective Services, which is not funny.
What a drag, man.
Yeah, but it kind of is funny. And also there's like a cops on TikTok. I really like that. It's like cops in their squad cars on duty making TikToks, and a lot of them are talking about how they're getting divorced, and it's bleak. It's so bleak. I love it. Cops don't deserve good marriages.
Especially against the backdrop of like how they pitch TikTok, which is like, hey, it's a fun music video. And then it's just, no, my wife's leaving me.
Yeah. There's this trend on TikTok where it's like the guy, like it's, what's the song? It's like by the Cranberries.
Yeah.
So they do that Cranberries song and they take off their wedding ring and they look at it and then they put it down and they walk away. And
it's so weird. All right.
And it always has some caption like, she cheated on me 5 times, but this was the last straw. And it's like, all right, fam, like, good luck.
And this video was brought to you by TikTok. Sign up today.
You should. Actually, you don't need to sign up. You can just be a voyeur and like, look at the videos.
There you go. Thanks for watching.